Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez, and welcome to a bonus episode of My New Favorite Futbolista. You're about to hear a conversation between U.S. women's national team legend Lauren Holiday and soccer content creator Megan Reyes. This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at a Women's World Cup watch party for Team USA, presented by our partners On Her Turf, TogetherX, Telemundo, and Peacock. Special thanks to Gracias Madre in West Hollywood, California, for hosting us. And of course, thank you for listening to My New Favorite Futbolista. If you haven't already listened to all of the previous episodes, check out our feed to meet some of the Women's World Cup's most inspiring players. You'll hear from Team USA phenoms like Sophia Smith and Naomi Girma, and rising international stars like Colombia's Linda Caicedo. Without further ado, here's Megan Reyes with Lauren Holiday.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a special live taping of My New Favorite Futbolista, a podcast from NBC, Telemundo, and On Her Turf that introduces listeners to soccer's most inspiring players and the causes they champion. I'm your host for tonight, Megan Reyes, and I am thrilled to be joined by World Cup champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist, Lauren Holiday. Lauren, when the U.S. women's national team step on the pitch, they're expected to win. Could you talk about how you manage that pressure of competing in international tournaments when you're with the U.S.? Like, what is going through these players' minds right now?
Yeah, so for the U.S. women's national team, it's not just expected to win for, like, major tournaments. You're expected to win in every aspect. Like, any friendly that we play, anything that we do, we're expected to be the best. And that's, like, a culture that has been instilled, like, from the beginning, from all the veterans. So I think when the girls, you know, they're competing in a World Cup and an Olympics on the world stage, that's no different than everyday training. And I think that's what separates us.
How did you specifically manage that pressure?
Well, I love to win. Like, I can't even let my kids beat me at cards, my husband especially not. So I think for me, that wasn't like extra pressure, that was like expectation for myself.
So what are some fun behind the scenes things that happen at like the World Cup or the Olympics that we as fans don't get to see, and like what do you miss most?
What I miss most is the community for sure. So I used to always say like I have built-in friends, and now I'm like a real adult. How do you make friends if they're not your teammates, right? I'm still working on that. But I think the behind the scenes is really like some pretty intense card games, some really big movie and show watching. But I think like that's really the behind the scenes is just like the camaraderie and like really enjoying each other.
What card games and who won?
You know what? I forget all the card games we play, but we used to play Monopoly Deal, and that used to get like really, really intense.
I've never heard of that intense of a Monopoly game before. As the U.S. compete for their fifth star, what does it mean to you to be part of this national team's legacy?
Yeah, when I watch the team playing now, like, I feel so much pride just to know that, like, I got to be a part of that. What they're doing, not only on the field, but off the field, is changing the game for women's sports and women everywhere. So to know that I was a part of that, that I was a part of that legacy, and to be able to build to where we are today, I have a lot of pride in that.
So moving off the pitch, I want to talk about the work that you do in the community. Why is impacting the community so meaningful to you?
Yeah, I believe that the reason that I got to where I am is because, like, a village raised me. And I think that my parents instilled in me that, like, what was given to me, I'm supposed to give back to others. And my husband is the exact same way. So when we got married, it was just, like, very obvious. Like, what do? We love people. We love on people around us. And when someone's in need, like, how do we step in? So really, that's just how I try to live my life and how I'm trying to raise my kids.
So speaking of, you and Drew won the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award, which, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
But for your incredible work with the JLH Social Impact Fund. So I would love to know, when you are looking to provide grants to these small businesses, what do you look for in those businesses? Like, what's that criteria that you guys run through?
Yeah, so our criteria is really just to see how people, like, have created their business, what they have in like, place already, and to see if, like, what we're offering, because not only do we offer a grant, so money, but we also offer coaching. But if that's in alignment and in alignment with our values and what they're doing, that's usually how we pick them. And the really cool thing about our fund is everybody that is in our fund, they're all giving back to their community in some sort of way. So even when we don't know that at first, like, we pick them and they're in total alignment with what we believe in.
I love that. So, okay, quick rapid fire. Who is your favorite non-U.S. women's national team player to look out for?
Okay, I'm going to go with Marta right now. Like, I'm pulling for Marta to come in second for this World Cup. So if she's watching, that would be great. But
And who is your predicted Golden Boot winner?
Sophia Smith.
And then you kind of answered this, but which two teams do you have in the final?
Yeah, I would say U.S. and Brazil, if that's possible. I don't know the brackets, all of that, but I would like to see that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, and let's go USA.
Yeah, go U.S.
What a great conversation. Thank you, Lauren and Megan. And thank you for listening to My New Favorite Futbolista. And if you haven't listened, go to our feed to meet some of the most inspiring players from the FIFA Women's World Cup.